Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
The hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program from the studios of WTTF in Tiffin, Ohio. That's where I am this morning. Proceedings carry on as usual. Richie's in our studio in Washington. Kara's there. Molly's there. And Kenny's on the West Coast. Dr. Ken, speaking of, we have two Kens. Ken Kronhaus, doctor of note. And he can sing. Actually, I don't, you know, I've gotten Ken to sing. We'll have to try that. We'll get him. He gets so flustered when I throw him a curveball.
Let's not.
Oh, come on. Let's have a little fun.
Jeez, the singing
why
doctor.
Are you such a stick in the mud?
Ugh.
Good God. Ken Kessler is the Doug Steffen Show's social network expert, constantly monitoring Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that sort of thing for trends. What do we have trending today, Kenny?
Comments on the Boston bomber and the trade deal and the Confederate flag.
All right, let's start with the bomber.
Okay, Jonathan says he should spend his life in prison. Murdering him to teach that murdering people is wrong isn't a good lesson. He should spend his days staring at three walls and a door. Death is the easy way out.
Mm. Well, death is the way out no matter what. It's always the final solution in this circumstance. It'll take him a long time to get into death row, especially the way they do things in Massachusetts, but it's always a long, no matter where it is, it's 15 to 20 year process. So he lives for another 15 or 20 years, unless they send him on a Walpole, where he'll live about 15 or 20 minutes. But a lot of people want to be heard on this, so keep going, Kenny.
Alan says the death sentence will make him a martyr. In my opinion, he should rot in solitary confinement for the rest of his sorry life.
Mm-hmm. He said he was sorry when he was addressing. This is the first time he ever said anything that was on the record, and he said he was sorry to the families. If that carried any weight or not, who knows? All right, what's next?
One more. Kristen says, I heard his apology, and he's still a jerk.
Well, it's easy to say that.
Hey, you got me there.
Yeah, how are you going to get anybody to argue that point? Okay, the trade deal, what are people saying about that?
Vince says, selling the nation's sovereignty down the river, this just has to be unconstitutional.
So, is this guy a Republican or a Democrat? Would be my question, because the Republicans think it's great, and the president think it's great. Most of the Democrats don't think it's so great. So, which side of the fence is he on? Maybe he's on the fence. What else?
Ben says, Democrats and Republicans have demonstrated they are bought and paid for. I, for one, am done with them. Time to end the two-party system.
Right. I'm with you, sir. Let's get a third or a fourth party going. Who's running? You? Me? Who's going to run?
Libertarian Party's been trying that for 20 years.
I sure have. I'm a member.
Tea Party guys have been trying it.
Yep. These people are so entrenched, have so much power.
Tea
Party push everybody else out of the
success.
Way.
The Libertarians haven't had a whole lot, though.
No. All right, what else?
One more on the trade deal. Joe says, good thing we were too busy arguing about flags to notice what Congress was really doing.
Well, that's really what it was, the old distraction method, the technique. Remember, when the news is not good, it's always released on Sunday night.
Right. Well, does it really matter, though? I mean, I saw it all over the news. Would it matter if it was all over the news? What would people do? So it's on the news that the trade deal's going through. They're fast-tracking it. So what? What does anyone do about anything?
Well, that's the thing. Nobody does anything. It takes a lot to get the attention of these people down there. I'm talking about when people, just ordinary citizens, get upset about stuff. It takes a lot of energy.
Molly makes a great point because we sit around and we complain about stuff.
We don't actually do anything about it. Do nothing.
With the exception, I see a lot of movement in this food deal.
Telling people that they haven't got a choice in food, the revolution begins. It's about food choice. And if you don't have it, there's going to be a real problem. And that's where it's going in this country. That's why I spend so much time talking about it, because it is, in my estimation, the number one most serious problem this country has. Go ahead. What'd you say, Richie? I didn't hear what you said.
No, you see movement.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Kenny, what's the other issue that we have some comment on?
The Confederate flag controversy.
All right. So what about that? What are people saying?
Lisa says, can you name any nation on Earth that 150 years after a civil war flies the losing flag over its government buildings?
That's very well said, very, actually.
Very nicely done, yes. Yeah. Yes, right. The sheer stupidity of it is laughable. Keep going. Yeah.
LJ says, I support the idea of there being a Civil War museum presenting factual and comprehensive information for all the causes of the war. Yep. It is there where the flags, statues, monuments, paintings, and the rest should be moved.
Belong. Yep, that's a good point.
People will debate factual.
One more.
Richard says, good luck getting a two-thirds majority out of those wing nuts in the South Carolina House and Senate.
Thank you. The most entertaining part of the program so far today, as is often the case, are your comments. Send them along to Ken, who is our social network expert, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, medical expert, up next here on Good Day.
Think Green. Harrison with you. Even green sushi lovers have found out how to gnaw on raw fish responsibly. In collaboration with the Monterey Bay Aquarium, the Blue Ocean Institute, and the Environmental Defense Fund, you can now print out a sustainable sushi card to carry around with you. The card lists which sushi to avoid and which to eat. For example, one should avoid both bluefin and yellowfin tuna. Equally, stay away from farmed shrimp, freshwater eel or unagi, along with farmed salmon. Wild salmon and shrimp, of course, are just fine. These card makers hope its carriers will ask sushi bar owners more questions, thus encouraging owners and sushi chefs, say that 10 times fast, to think more about serving sustainable options. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Have you ever heard of teachable moments? Well, they are all of a sudden ways to teach your kids, and they happen all the time. Here's a great example and the science of it.
Come on, big boy, teach me.
A listener wrote her young daughter was reading out loud the story of Jack and Jill. You know, the one where Jack and Jill went up the hill and then he fell. And upon finishing, the little girl immediately quipped. They didn't look after each other very well, did they? The very smart father spotted a teaching moment. What would you have done differently, he asked. The child answered, held on to him. And then dad added, or look for stairs, or maybe dial 911. What's the cheap psychological trick? Hey, forget the goody-goody of this situation. Seizing simple, teachable moments may just teach your child how to protect themselves down the road. More info at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This right-handed hitter was the 1977 Comeback Player of the Year. He anchored the hot corner for the Southside Hitmen of the Chicago White Sox, a team that in 77 slugged 192 homers.
Soderholm, last one down the line to get the White Sox offense rolling.
So where is Eric Soderholm now? Eric founded Front Row Tickets in 1984, which became a multi-million dollar business in the world of ticket brokering. Eric also opened Sodder World with his daughter Misty. It's a spa and health and wellness center in suburban Chicago, which has been going strong since 1997.
The key was starting a business and then surround yourself with quality people.
Sounds like a winning formula to me. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Medical pot. And what it helps or it doesn't from the American Medical Association.
Journal of the American Medical Association this week, Doug. Medical marijuana has not been proven to work for many illnesses that state laws have already approved it for. The strongest evidence is for chronic pain and for muscle stiffness in multiple sclerosis. According to this review, which evaluated 79 studies involving more than 6,000 patients, evidence is weak for many other conditions, including anxiety, sleep disorder, and Tourette's syndrome.
Would you prescribe medical marijuana to any of your patients?
I haven't yet, and I don't see the indication right now.
You're so good at dancing, and we've never danced together. All right, let's see. What else?
Shall we dance? King and I.
Shall we dance? Yes. More adults are obese. Is this ever going to stop? What in the world is going on here?
It just gets worse. And this is the announcement this week from the Journal of the American Medical Association, Internal Medicine. More than two-thirds of women and three-fourths of men in America are now either overweight or obese. Overall, there are more obese American adults than overweight American adults. BMI is between 18.5 and 24. That's the body mass index. Is considered normal. Someone with a BMI in the 9.9 range is considered overweight, and a BMI over 30 qualifies a person as obese.
All right. This really, for those of you who like to eat your peas before you eat your sauerkraut, this next story is for you. How do you choose which food you eat first?
Diabetes care this week. Doug, the order in which obese people with type 2 diabetes eat their food can affect their blood sugar levels. Having protein and vegetables before carbohydrates is linked to lower blood sugar and insulin levels after the meal.
Isn't that amazing? How, think about that. The order in which you eat, I mean, it makes sense sort of when you think about it, but isn't that amazing?
And this may be easier for people than changing their habits.
Mm. All right, what happens when people pee in the pool? Here's what happens. Ken's got the story.
The news from the CDC this week, those red eyes you get from swimming are not caused by chlorine, according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Doug, chlorine binds with all the things it's trying to kill from your bodies, and it forms these chemical irritants. That's what's stinging your eyes. It's the chlorine binding to the urine and sweat. Also, the cough you can get from an indoor pool is also caused by the chemical reaction. The chlorine is not what causes the irritation in your lungs. It's the pee.
Well, you know what? I would argue that
That's
point,
awesome.
But I don't have time because we got to talk about why it is a good idea for your heart health and overall health to improve your health with Super Beats.
Doug, nitric oxide, it opens the gateway to the circulation. In 1988, nitric oxide was discovered as a signaling molecule in the body, and by 1998, the Nobel Prize was awarded for these efforts. Nitric oxide, it helps maintain normal blood pressure, normal heart function, and is a main regulator of brain and digestive function. It can affect both athletic performance and, yes, sexual performance. As a cardiologist, Doug, every day I'm working hard to keep the 60,000 miles of blood vessels in our bodies healthy, to lower the risk of heart attack, stroke, erectile dysfunction, and even Alzheimer's dementia. So I'm so excited because I finally found a natural way to restore and maintain adequate nitric oxide levels in the body. Many foods that are rich in nitric oxide, such as spinach, nuts, artichokes, yes, beets, and certain green teas. However, as we age, it gets harder to consume enough of these nitrate-rich foods in order to compensate for the decline nitric oxide production levels in our bodies. Super Beats, it's a scientifically proven, safe, effective, and natural way to help your body create nitric oxide to keep your circulation healthy. Super Beats, it's also a safe, natural replacement for energy drinks, which will allow you to avoid all that caffeine and sugar.
Here's how you get Super Beats. Call 800-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183. Take Dr. Ken's advice. Money-back guarantee, 30-day supply free with your first order. Nothing but good comes from using Super Beats. Find them at 800-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183.